Hi everyone, it's Roger and Jeremy here from What's On Disney Plus. In this video, we're going to be talking all about Mrs. Doubtfire, which was recently added onto Disney Plus, and it was picked by our YouTube and Patreon supporters as something that they wanted us to talk about. So Mrs. Doubtfire is definitely a pretty fun, I'm going to be honest, I completely loved rewatching this one this past week, and it was kind of surprising because I don't think I'd seen it in a long time, and I definitely felt like, for me, I don't know if they could have made that now. I just can't see this being a movie now that they could have made. This just feels like a product of its time. There's a lot of humor in it. I thought it was funny. Like I said, whether or not it translates as well now, but it's all quite, I'd say, they wouldn't be able to get away with that humor, but it's all very innocent. It's more about the situation he's in rather than making fun of him dressing like a woman or being a woman. But overall, I mean, just the level that he had to, the things that he had to do to get to just see his kids, because ultimately at the time, you know, what, 20 plus years ago, we're talking like, you know, men did have a lot less access to kids than they do now. So the rules have changed, you know, things just keep changing. But, you know, literally on the lines of he would just do anything to see his kids. And if that's what he had to do, that's what he was willing to do. I just thought it's such a great movie.
Yeah, it's incredibly funny. It's Robin Williams just being Robin Williams. That'll carry most things, no matter how good or razor thin the plot can be, if you've seen some of his later movies. The dressing up like a woman for laughs, probably not going to go over well today as it did in the early 90s. You're right about that. But, you know, as long as you walk into it with the mindset that he's not insulting people that want to, you know, men who want to dress like women, he's just doing anything to see his kids. I think anybody can relate to a father willing to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I just had a look there. We're not far off nearly 30 years since this movie originally came out, which I actually think how well it stood up. And it is just, there is just so much of it that was just fun. I mean, the whole, you know, thing of obviously he's running and he gets on the bus and it's kind of funny with the air. But just the fact of even when he's trying, you know, he's trying to undermine the boyfriend or friend, he still ultimately made that choice to jump in, save his life, even though he kind of set up with the whole Pepper thing to begin with, you know, and right, basically risked it all. And I mean, all works out fine in the end, but it was such a great, I was watching it back and oh god, I haven't seen this one for ages, and put it on, I kind of got going, and like halfway through I was sort of starting, I completely just got caught up in it and started and watching it, because I think it must be 15-20 years since I last saw it, and I was just like, wow, I forgot how good this one was.
Yeah, every once in a while you'll hear somebody say, "Ah, man, should talk about you know, do something for Mrs. Doubtfire," and you have somebody on me that go, "Hello,
hello."
Just that's the first thing that comes to mind. And oh, is it drive-by fruiting or run-by fruiting? It's great seeing him transform into that. It's I mean, like I said, you have to walk into it knowing what the main reason behind it, and that it's not meant to be insulting. No. It's great fun. It's a wonderful thing, and it really kind of showed, you know, we later saw Robin Williams' dramatic side in some of his movies. You kind of see the beginnings of that at the end when he's in the court hearing, and he's you know, just begging and pleading to be able to see his kids without without court supervision, you know, and you know, from there he won an Oscar for dramatic work for Good Will Hunting. So it's shocking to think that the guy who's known as one of, if not the greatest comedians of all time, has this amazing dramatic talent as well.
Yeah, it's, for me, it definitely just kind of stood out as him at one of his best. Just, you know, his height. I mean, I kind of grew up with Robin Williams and with Mork and Mindy. So it's kind of that thing of having him on TV all the time, constantly getting used, you know, I was just seeing him all the, and I make Mork and Mindy jokes all the time. I'm still in that kind of hoe kind of thing. And yeah, it's just, I thought, just watch this movie back and go, oh, this was just so good. You know, he was so good in this one. You know, it's, to me, it's probably in that top three or four things that I think I've seen him in, you know, this, Aladdin, kind of Mork and Mindy, I think for me kind of set up really the kind of the best bits of him. And you can see him improvising and taking a bit, but at the same time, you could sense that feeling coming through. If he was willing to do everything, he was completely wrong. I mean, you can see where he went wrong in terms of his lifestyle, of like him. I wouldn't say he put fun above everything else. You know, the chores and all the things that need to be done, and he obviously just didn't like doing it. But actually, he learned so many skills doing it. It's just amazing watching this movie back on Disney Plus and just going, this is just so much fun. I just really enjoyed it. I'm really glad that people picked this one. This was one of those ones that go, yeah, this is a really enjoyable movie. And it's like, yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah, that was thing. I've seen that meme on Facebook so many times. It's like, as a kid, you're like, oh, the mom is no fun. You know, the dad was just trying to throw a birthday party for his son. And as an adult, you look back and says, he brought a pony in the house.
Yeah, it is. I just really, really like this one. It was definitely a great movie. I definitely recommend it to everyone. It's just kind of just a lot of fun. If you know, because I think a lot of the times people think of like Robin Williams, we think of Aladdin, but this one is probably up there. And I definitely would recommend it. For me, even now, I'd give this one an easy 4 out of 5. I just really enjoyed it. It was one of those things that sometimes, you know, with like we'll do these retro reviews and go, oh man, this doesn't really hold up, but this one held up. It held up really well. I mean, I did find the whole thing quite funny when they're in the restaurant and it was having to do the telephone call and like leaving messages. And I'm like, yep, I remember that. Yeah. You know, no way of just communicating or anything like that. No, you've just got to do it. Things. But yeah, just a fantastic, fantastic movie. Really enjoyed this one. You?
This may be nostalgia goggles coming through, but yeah. Yeah, 5 out of 5 for me. I love this movie. I will, you know, I don't watch regular TV anymore, but when I used to, if I found it on anywhere, I would leave it on, you know, wouldn't even change it to the commercials. I'm like, it's Mrs. Doubtfire. Why would we want to watch anything else?
Yeah. Yeah. But no, there's a really cool one. But anyway, we just want to say thank you very much for watching or listening to this video. We'd love to hear your thoughts on Mrs. Doubtfire in the comments below. Remember as well, you can help support the channel from as little as $2 a month over at Patreon or YouTube channel members. They get early access to these videos as well, so they get to see them a little bit before everybody else as a perk. They also get to vote and pick movies that we're going to watch on the next one. So right after we film this one, we'll then be sorting out for the next wave of reviews that we're going to be doing. But again, thank you very much, and we shall see you guys soon. Laters.
Later.